So Eugene, congratulations. Let's start there.
Thanks, man. I'm so excited. This is an amazing time in my life right now.
Is it surreal when you look at it? You get drafted. You're a high draft pick. That has to be one of those big, big moments. And then you hope to be one of those guys 4 years later who gets this opportunity to sign a long-term deal for a good amount of money.
You know, it's awesome, man, and it's a blessing. You know, I got drafted, and, you know, looking at the guys I got drafted with, you know, some aren't even in the league anymore. You know, the number two pick that year played the same position I did. You know, he's no longer playing. You know, and I'm really the only left tackle that got drafted in that first round that's still a left tackle. So, you know, I'm definitely thankful that I've been able to, you know, endure, you know, through all of this and continue to work and get better each year to ultimately be at this position.
You know, the free agent market is calling most players. 4 p.m. yesterday, when you said at the end of the year that you wanted to be a Raven, clearly you meant it because this thing started progressing. Was there any doubt in your mind that this would be the resolution when negotiations started?
No, and, you know, negotiations started pretty early. So, you know, it was an ongoing process, slowly at first. But, you know, the ultimate goal was to be here, to be a part of the Ravens. And, you know, as it got closer to free agency, particularly the legal tampering period when, you know, other teams could call and, you know, getting interest from other places kind of, you know, just in the back of my mind sparked the idea like it could work out somewhere else. But, you know, ultimately it worked out here.
Signing that dotted line. Tell me about that moment specifically.
It was incredible, man. It was like being drafted all over again. You know, I had my family in there with me, my wife and my daughter. You know, they were there to share their moment with me. You know, they're every bit a part of this as I am. So it was great for us.
Your wife's ties to the area. How much of a factor was that for you to want to be a Raven?
A major factor. You know, picking up and moving, you know, in an instant from Jacksonville. And, I mean, she did an awesome job, packed up our entire house along with some help and got here in 3 days. I got here on a Thursday, and by the time I got back from our game in Miami, you know, she was here and settled in, you know, just made life real easy for us in that regard. And, you know, to be here, to be stable, to not have to pick up and move again is just awesome, especially since we're expecting another child any week here now. So, you know, it's just a great situation all around.
Exciting time for the Monroes. Tell me about the trade. You went from what has to be considered one of the worst NFL franchises as far as fan interest, winning tradition, to what's considered one of the best, a team you were traded to coming off of a Super Bowl title. Every Sunday's a sellout. The fans here are rabid, to say the least. Tell me about that switch.
It was it's polarizing to be in a place in Jacksonville where, you know, they're working and they're working on building up that fan base and you know, creating that buzz and you know, attract. And, you know, coming here and it already being there and playing the Packers that game and, you know, just looking at the stadium, seeing the fans. I mean, it almost felt like an away game, you know, being down there. You know, I think that organization in Jacksonville is on the rise. It definitely made moves to, you know, improve on every aspect of it. But, you know, being here is, it's just different. The winning tradition around here is, you know, it's everywhere. It's, you know, walking through the hallway, seeing when, you know, everywhere you turn your head and, you know, the way we approach business every single day, you know, it's just evident that, you know, winning is the ultimate goal with every aspect of this organization, and it happens because we win ball games.
How far away is this offensive line right now? Struggled at times last year, various positions for different reasons. How far away is the offensive line right now?
In my mind, we have everyone we need to get the job done at a high level, especially when we get guys completely healthy and, you know, we're able to work together as a unit consistently, you know. But, you know, however it plays out from here, whoever, you know, the team changes every year. You know, I've been around long enough to see, you know, 50, 60 guys rotate through a locker room. So, you know, there could be change here. I'm glad that I'm here and I'll be a part of it. And whoever else is, you know, I'll be demanding that they put in the same type of work that I do to get this thing done.
Have you talked to Gary Kubiak yet?
I have, just infrequently, brief conversations. And, you know, now that I've signed and we're sure that I'm here, I'm sure those conversations will get longer and we'll talk about, you know, what we plan to do this year.
One last thing. Do you want to talk about Maryland beating UVA in the...
No, I'm not talking about that. You know, I've been getting, you know, slack from that in my own household. My wife went to UVA, but she's a Maryland fan. I don't get it. She's from here, but you can't do that. It's weird. It's hard to deal with. But, you know, it is what it is.
All right, we'll try and change your allegiance over as time goes on here, Eugene. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thanks for having me.